Has the fame died down, or are you still riding the wave of the Rose Julie?
I'm trying to ride the wave still, but it's definitely calmed down, unfortunately. It
Yeah.
was a very hard fall back down to reality.
I'd say so. I'd say so. When it
Yeah.
was, what are we, 2 months? 2 months ago?
Yeah, it was August, so yeah, 2 months, yeah.
I suppose it was a hectic year then, I suppose. When did the process start?
It was mad, like ish. I applied for it back in the, was it around February time? I done my application for it, and then I was added into the group chat with the other girls, and there was 19 of us, and we had our selection night then the end of April.
Okay.
So it was kind of really chilled out, didn't really think much of it. I didn't have a clue what I was getting myself in for at all.
What
I
got
know it.
you? What got you to sign up for it? Was there someone who got you, or was it just you thought it'd be go
Yeah, it
cray?
was my neighbor. Like, I never ever crossed my mind to even go for it. And it was my neighbor, actually ended up being my sponsors, Flaherty's of Kennedy. I used to mind their kids, and she asked me to go for it. And I was like, no way, I'm not doing it. And I went back to mom, and I was like, I'm after being asked to do this. And she was like, well, why wouldn't you do it? And I was like, no, I'm not going for it. And then I said it to my boyfriend. He was like, well, sure, why wouldn't you? It's just, it's see what you get out of it. Like, there's no, just go and see. And I was hemming and hawing. And then I went to Australia in February, the end of February, for 3 weeks. And over to my brother to help him with his after his surgery. And I decided then, I was like, I'm not going for it. That's it. And I came back and I got a lot of persuading. And I was like, you know what? I'll just go. And went for it, met up with the other Offaly girls. And we had like a kind of a cocktail thing in Tullamore one of the days. And it was so nice just even chatting new people, getting to know like other girls that were going for it. And then the selection night came then at the end of April.
It's mad how, like, I suppose the power of people to persuade you into things, but like I could easily see myself getting dragged into anything like that. It's just like it's something where I think Irish people
It
especially were so like, ah, go on, sure. Why wouldn't you go for it? Sure,
yeah,
go on.
why, like, why not? And like, looking back now, I've changed so much. I would be like, why not, like, go for it? I suppose I was so kind of like, nah, like, I won't be good at that. And I've never won anything in my life, and like, I wouldn't be good at like sport or school or anything like that. So I was like, this is gonna go one way, and it's not going my way. So I went in kind of very probably pessimistic, and met the other girls. And even when things were going up on social media that I was entering it, I was like, oh, what's this person going to think? What's that person going to think? But like, who cares what people think? And I've definitely learned that from it. It's just like, do you in life, and like, see what you can get out of things. So 100%. I've learned a lot.
Like I think no one ever starts out thinking like, oh, that could be me, like that could be me. It's like people just do things, and then the next thing leads to the next thing, and it's just these things happen, and you just have to take a leap to believe that you can be that person, whatever it is. Like
And it
it's
is about believing in yourself. And I suppose I was
Okay.
probably under the pressure of everyone else pushing me into it. I was just like making everyone around me happier. But I was just after it, I kind of have put myself forward for anything that comes my way since
Yeah.
doing it. Because I'm like, you never know what you're going to get out of something. So I'm
100%.
glad.
Yeah. Always say yes. Always say yes. So
Always, yeah, never say no.
tell us then about the night of the selection. What was that like? I'd say it was a bit of a shock.
That was mad, really, because I know we got our interviews kind of which girl was going first and stuff. And I was the first out of the 19 girls. So I had my interview at 9 o'clock that morning, and I was like, sure, I will. They are going to forget about me. I was like, that. And that was kind of my attitude. I was just like, I've no chance. There was 19 fabulous girls after me. So I was just like, nope, definitely not. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to have a good day with girls. I'm going to have a good night. So done my interview, and it was really just a chat, like, kind of, your application is all about you and kind of your life experiences and stuff. And it was really casual, really chilled out, and came out of that. And I went for lunch with my mom and my sister, and went back to the house, came back here, and kind of topped up my hair, because my sister curled my hair that morning for me. And then went back in, because we had to do then a group interview. So they kind of throw out questions. We're split into two groups, and they throw out questions, kind of like, you know, one of them was, COVID has affected a lot of people, but what is the positives that have came from COVID? And, you know, we chat amongst ourselves, and then they kind of see how we interact with each other. Which was fun. Like, I just enjoyed the entire day, and we left that, and we started getting ready. So I was doing my own makeup. Like, a lot of the girls went into town, got their makeup done, got their hair done. I was just like, oh no, I'll just do my own. I was like, nothing's gonna come out of it, so there's no point. Barely had any mascara on. And then I borrowed a dress as well, and we were kind of all, it was great. Like, the atmosphere in the green room was unbelievable. We were all just, you know, bumping each other up and taking pictures and put our sashes on. And it was great. Like, so we just had the sashes with who was sponsoring us during that. And then I think I was 12th or in around, kind of, I was the second half anyway of that night. And, you know, everyone was sitting down.
Were the nerves?
One or two drinks helped with the nerves, definitely. But I then went, you know, we were all getting ready to go into this ballroom, and, you know, it was full of people, and you'd go in, you'd wave and everything like that. I could just feel myself going so red. I was like, oh no, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. And watching the other girls up there, like, they were phenomenal. They were so, so good. And, you know, I felt like it was just the 19 girls in the room, which was really nice. And I got up on stage and kind of spoke about work, spoke about my dyslexia, my family. And that was grand. Then we went back into the green room before they announced the next Offaly Rose. And sure, I had a few of the girls picked out who I thought was going to win it. I never thought it was going to be me. And
was there not one piece yet or any sort of thought where it's like, maybe it would be me?
I suppose I was like, oh my god, imagine it is.
I never was like,
I think I have a chance here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, oh my god, imagine it. He actually called out my name.
Yeah.
And the MC then that night, he was like, the 2023 Offaly Roses. And then there was like a drum roll, and they called out my name. Sure, I died. I was like, my hands went up and I couldn't believe it. And like, all the girls were so happy for me. But if it was any one of us, we would have been happy for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was mad. And like, my family were just jumping around the place. The in-laws were jumping around the place. All my friends. It was unbelievable night. And then you were kind of being dragged for pictures for the local newspaper. And I was like, oh my god, am I like Kim Kardashian?
Kennedy's very young. Like, Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
And then that's it was crazy. Like, it was so fun. Mm. It was so, so fun. And then I woke up the next morning, and I was like, I just looked over to my left, and there was the Offaly Rose sash just hanging on the curtain. I was just like, oh my god, that's mine. Like, that's crazy.
it's class that it was such good crack as well, because like, I think it makes such a difference when you're doing anything like that, and you're like going a bit above the parapet, and you're sort of raising your head, and then it's not like, it doesn't sound like it was a competitive, like, oh, she looks like she's doing this. It sounds like you were all there like for yourselves, but it was also, you were there to cheer each other on, which is rare. I think
it's so rare, especially in women.
100%.
And I suppose men as well, but like, you're kind of, when you were like, maybe it was just me, because I didn't think I had it at all, or like, I was just there kind of for the crack of it. But I was kind of, I just wanted to get the most out of having fun and getting to know the Offaly girls. But it was kind of, I like I've made great friends in even the awfully one. And when anyone asks me to this day, they're like, would you go for it? Would you recommend it? I'm just like, even the awfully night itself, even if I didn't get the sash, that was enough for me. You know, that kind of way. Like, I had so much fun doing that. Just that night and the build up to it. And, you know, even the night out for my family, my friends, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's like, it's such a nice thing to like have to, even if you're not, it's like, oh, it's a great night. Even if you don't win or you don't do it, it's just a great night for you, your family and whatever.
Exactly. And it was funny actually, because they had, so for, even for the Offaly night, they had a banner competition. So, you know, the best banner is won. And not one of my family brought a banner.
Poor showing.
No, yeah, I was like, come on, guys, really? So, yeah, it was funny. Like, it was really good.
Yeah. That's, yeah, class. I guarantee if I went for anything, my family would be the exact same. It's, yeah, sure. I remember I ran a marathon, and I remember my mom came out in the dressing gown, and she, I'd raised a good bit of money. I was like, this is class. This is the peak of my life. And then my mom comes out, she goes, what are you doing? I was like, I'm running the marathon. She goes, oh, is that today? I was like, thanks, mom. Thanks.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah. You're always there in your own way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I suppose then after that, it's a whirlwind then, I suppose, from that to Tralee. What's the process?
Yeah, like, things started getting like really serious, in the sense like the office in Tralee contacted me, and you know, I had a newspaper interview that day and the next day after it, and it was just mad kind of. I was like, this is my life. And there was loads of things to be done, you know, there was further applications to be done, you know, even getting my parents ready for Tralee and accommodation, and was like, grab your accommodation while you can. And it was a lot. Like, I had so much help from my sister, my mom, everyone around me. I was really lucky. And then I got the email of getting the 22 dresses.
Oh my God.
I was like, what?
My God.
I go around in a leggings and a hoodie all the time. So that was really, I was like, how am I going to get 22 dresses? So I had to go around and kind of ask for sponsorship around Offaly, kind of local shops, shoe shops, jewellery shops. And I was blessed. I was so, so lucky. Like, the support I got within the county was phenomenal. And even to my stage dress, like a Geraldine O'Mara in Crinkle, she's a well-known Irish designer, like she sponsored that dress and made it the way I wanted it made. So, and shops in Burr and Tullamore, and you know, even the local GAA club, like I trained the underage, like the support was unbelievable. And then I decided to undertake a great idea I thought I had of doing a fashion show. So I organized a fashion show alongside Offaly Hospice, you know, half of it going for me down to Tralee and then half of it for Offaly Hospice. And the organization, that was so intense. Oh my God. I was like, what have I should have just done a table quiz or something.
Just so people, you did have a full-time job to write this as well. Just so people are aware.
Monday to Friday, still working and kind of doing all this. Then in the evenings, or like, work was unbelievable as well. If I did need time off, like, it was there for me to take, which I was really, really lucky. And that was grand. Then had that just about organized, and then the Friday before the fashion show, I ended up in hospital. So I had appendicitis.
Oh my god.
I couldn't even make it. Yeah, and then it was a week after that we were leaving on our tour. 10 days after the surgery, we left on our tour.
So the surgery was on the Friday of the fashion show.
So I got admitted to hospital on the Friday, and then I was there Friday night, Saturday night, and the surgery was on Sunday. And this fashion show was Saturday night. I was in hospital.
So you'd spent the last weeks throwing everything into organizing this incredible fashion show, and
yeah,
you couldn't even
make it. I seen it through videos and FaceTime and everything like that, but I was raged when I wasn't there.
I'd say so.
I was so lucky that that didn't happen during the tour, because it would have been very messy.
And how, like, 10 days after surgery is, no matter what surgery it is, but appendicitis, that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was mad, because it was so funny. People were like, oh, it's only your appendix, you're grand. And after I got done, I was like, am I a wimp, or is this actually really sore? I was not well after it. I was in so much pain, and I lost about 10 days of even getting stuff ready for Tralee. Like all the final bits of my poor mom, kind of a couple of days beforehand, was driving me everywhere getting things like sorted. She was just, she was unbelievable. But we got there in the end. We got there. It was sore, and even on the tour, like, there was things I could and couldn't do. I know one of the activities, I got beach yoga, and like, obviously you're doing stretches, my stitches are still in. I was like, oh, I don't think I can do this.
Oh my god, that's like, there's, I suppose you are looking away, where it's, it could have been during the tour, and it could have been, but it's it's also like such a bummer.
It could have been so much worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
During the time I was raging, but looking back, it could have been so worse.
Also, I love how your mom, your family didn't make a banner, but your mom did the dirty work. She did the driving around the country. She did all that. That's, I think that's true support. I think that's better than banner. That's better than banner.
That woman is amazing. She was at my beck and call, like, rushed me and Tanny that Friday. And she was like, we need you right for Tralee.
Yeah, actually, was that a thought when you were, I suppose, like, that unwell? Were you thinking about Tralee, or was it just...
Yeah, because I was sick 2 weeks before that, and I went into A&E myself where I was really unwell, and they just sent me home. I was there 7.5 hours, and they sent me home, and I was like, oh. And then it happened again, and I was like, oh God, what's going on here?
Yeah, so you sort of knew.
If they don't find something, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to Tralee, but luckily they found it, and I was grand. It didn't stop me having time anyway.
No. And I suppose... Talking about the tour, just from I followed the I also just, I think it's a good time to throw in, I'm a huge fan of Rotary, if you couldn't tell.
Yes.
always have been. So I remember when I heard you were on, and I met you before, and we chatted, and I was like, ah, class, I'll have some of the sport. But anyway, I digress. I was following, obviously, the Road Tralee page, and it looks like serious crack.
Oh my God. I've done a bit of traveling and stuff my time, but those 2 weeks were the best crack of my life.
Ooh.
I loved every second, and the girls were unbelievable. Like, some days were really tough. Like, you were up so early, and, you know, face and makeup, hair done, dress on, tan, like, off the night before, then on again. But it was so good, and like, we weren't going to bed till like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then we were up at 7, and it was
that is heavy going.
I don't think it is, and I don't think people realize, kind of, you know, there's so much crack with it at all. Like, we had a ball, an absolute ball, and like, it was intense. But
I think like there's daytime activities, but then like having the crack after, and it's like night on night, and you're trying to keep, like, you know, you're waking up next morning to do a load of activities, but you're also trying to enjoy the moment of being on the Road to Lee and like being around such class people.
Yeah, like that thing, it was really like that. We'd even, I remember one night in Barberstown Castle, we had a really late night, and I was sharing with the Carla Rose Cuiva Deering, and I woke up the next morning, and I was like, what are we doing? We're Egypt. I was like, we need to go to bed early, we have a full day ahead of us. Sure, got to the next night, and we done the exact same thing.
It's all good saying it, but
it is. You just need to get past the first 2 hours, and then you're grand. You have girls kind of bump you up, and, you know, lift your spirits.
Any particular highlights on the tour where you can sort of pinpoint of, geez, that was a bit surreal, that was mad?
We came to Offaly actually on the tour. So kind of coming into Tullamore, that was really special. You know, my family and friends were all there. Other than that, it was kind of the crack that you had within yourself. Do you know that kind of way? Like, we've seen so many amazing things. We met so many amazing people. But it was the friendships you kind of got along the way, in the sense of, like, having the chats late at night. And, you know, I felt like a teenage girl again. It was, like, making all these friends. I actually felt I was in the Gael talks about the drink. And the Irish, and, you know, being dragged and all dolled up all the time. But it was definitely, the tour was the highlight for me. Like, Kerry was great, our family were there, but I way preferred the tour.
I suppose it is a bit like the Gaeltacht tour. It's like being back in school, because you're so away from, like, day-to-day responsibilities, day-to-day life, and it's just like you and a bunch of sound girls, like, doing these class activities and doing all these class things, which you never get again. Like, it's really, really rare.
It's once in a lifetime. Like, and I'm so grateful. Like, I experience every second of it, because, like, no one can ever take away that from me, that I got that chance to do it, and it was from beginning to end. I didn't want to come home.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. I would have done another 3 to 4 weeks on tour. I love it.
Would you been able to handle it though? Would it have caught up with you, Ali?
One way or another.
So then, I suppose, after all the crack, you ended up in Tralee for the main event. And talk us through that. I think I'd imagine if it was me, I would almost forgotten about the actual night throughout all the
crack. I really did. It was like we were kept so busy that you kind of forgot what you were doing. Do you know that kind of way? It was like you were having so much fun, and at the end of the day, it is a competition. But, like, I never looked at it like that. I always felt so lucky that I got that far. Yeah. And, you know, we got down to Tralee and that Friday, and we met our Rosebuds, and they were just amazing. We had a Rosebud party with them, and dancing and sweets going and cake and fizzy drinks, the whole lot. And then kind of things started getting a bit serious, in the sense, you know, our interviews with the judges, our group interviews with the judges, you know, rehearsal for RTE, meeting with Catherine and Dottie, and it did get serious then. And that's, I suppose, why I preferred the tour, because it was so much fun. There wasn't that pressure, I suppose, on it. Tralee was, it was still great. You know, that kind of way, like, we arrived at the hotel and, like, we had a home for a couple of days, because we were somewhere new almost every if not every night, every second night on the tour. So when we got to Tralee, we had a whole floor of a hotel to ourselves. So, you know, we could go around in our pajamas, we could go into each other's rooms. Like, it was so good. It was like a massive slumber party. Except there was no pillow fighting.
No crack.
And then, you were still kept busy kind of doing stuff around Tralee, and it was nice to see kind of the home of the Rose of Tralee. And, you know, when we went on the parade, like, that was madness. Getting into our gowns and, you know, having a float, and just seeing the lines and the crowds of people. It was crazy. I remember we turned the corner of one of the I thought it was over. And then we turned a corner and there was, like, twice as many people as there was coming up. And I was like, this is mad. This is my life at the minute.
Was it, like, I suppose coming in, what were your expectations of the size of it? Because I don't think people sort of think about how big it is as an event, like, internally, but also around the country, like, it is.
To be honest, I feel like I went in so blasé about it, and kind of really just I didn't really know what I was getting myself in for. And when the parade came up, that's kind of when I realized, oh my god, this is huge. This is really, really big. And it's so special to even my family to be a part of it down there. Like they felt so special. Like and for me being in it was huge. So it is, and I think it's such an experience for both Tralee, like everyone in Tralee, the Roses, the escorts, our families, and it's such a proud thing to be a part of.
Mm. Yeah, and like I suppose that family element is huge, where like it's nice for you, but it's also, I'd imagine it's amazing for your parents to see you going through Tralee on a float, and like proud they must be. Like,
yeah, like I was never good at sport or anything like that, so like this was like this is like me getting to a county final or something. Yeah. Just,
like, take all the wins you can get. Take all the wins you can get.
Absolutely.
Thank you.